Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg directs the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, Hail, Full of Grace, the Lord is with you. And in his preaching, Father Greg suggests that we all have a Zoom meeting to share stories. So look in the text below this, and we'll see if we can schedule something. God bless.
Today I will proclaim three short sections of the readings for the Mass on this Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. An excerpt from the alternative first reading in Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. A response verse from the book of Judith, and the Alleluia verse of the day's Mass. A reading from the book of Revelation. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. The response verse. You are the highest honor of our race. Your deed of hope will never be forgotten by those who tell of the might of God. You are the highest honor of our race. Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice, Christ our God. On a writing retreat in Albuquerque, New Mexico in March 2020, I met a young mother whose Spanish and indigenous ancestry goes back 400 years. That's just 100 years shy of the appearance of Our Lady of Guadalupe in 1531. When I consider that the Dominicans first came to the Americas just 20 years earlier in 1510, the colonization, evangelization, and cultural birth of the Americas seem, in my mind, to be almost contemporary. And in many ways, I believe these formative events continue in our culture and our faith even today. Over recent years, I have frequently returned to New Mexico in body and spirit. I am inspired by the living mestizo faith of this people, whose culture could be said to have taken root in Tepeyac, near present-day Mexico City, where Our Lady appeared to Juan Diego in 1531. This living faith shows a fierce devotion to God's vision for us, made manifest in Our Lady of Guadalupe, that we all might be one. Because we know that Mary sees us, no matter who we are, we know God sees who we can be. On this Feast of Guadalupe, I would love it if those of us who listen faithfully to the Word could meet by Zoom to tell the stories of Marian devotion that have given meaning to our lives and our people's lives in so many cultural contexts around the world. We could celebrate how Mary sees the little ones among us and how God consecrates us to mutual solidarity and devotion. Perhaps we would pray together the opening prayer for Mass on this feast. O God, Father of mercies, who placed your people under the singular protection of your Son's most holy mother, grant that all who invoke the Blessed Virgin of Guadalupe may seek with ever more lively faith the progress of peoples in the ways of justice and of peace.